Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, December 1st, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A couple SSL items to start out with. First of all, we keep getting requests about the SHA-1 phase-out that's going to happen over the next year. First of all, there was some talk, and I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, about Microsoft sort of accelerating that. At this point, there's nothing confirmed. The only thing that Microsoft is saying that if they should see SHA-1 collisions emerge as a more real threat, they may reconsider. But overall, really, the problem certificates that you'll run into are the ones that expire after December 2016. So any certificates that are valid in 2017 and beyond and are still using SHA-1 as a hashing algorithm are not going to be valid anymore come next year. The details depend a little bit on the browser, so I put together a little table with some of the details here. Microsoft probably has the most detailed guidance about how they will deal with different certificate types and SHA-1. The one thing I think that confused you a little bit with Microsoft is that, well, Microsoft also has code signing certificates, and for code signing, they do apply a stricter policy, which means that as of January the coming year, they will no longer be valid if they use SHA-1. Probably the biggest challenge here is if you have internal certificate authorities, in particular for code signing, they often aren't sort of managed with all of those public policy changes or in sync with those public policy changes. And of course, if you're running old software like Windows XP Service Pack 2 or earlier, then you will have problems because they don't support any of the SHA-2 hashing algorithms. And then essentially the new websites, and you should already see tons of them now, that use SHA-2 certificates can no longer be verified. And the second SSL-related item is an upcoming patch for OpenSSL. The OpenSSL project did publish a notice that they have a patch coming on December 3rd. So that's on Thursday between 1 and 5 p.m. UTC. Now, the worst one of the vulnerabilities that's being addressed here is labeled as moderate. So probably not another heartbleed, but something to keep an eye out for. And let's move on to another favorite topic, and that's routers and other embedded devices, starting with Cisco's ASR 1000 series routers. Now, these are the high-end aggregation services router that Cisco is selling, and apparently they do have a privilege escalation vulnerability that allows any users to load arbitrary packages. Now, sort of the interesting side effect here is that it also may be avoided, maybe used to bypass Cisco's license that's usually required to get root access on the device. And that hacker would also first have to have login credentials for the device at all in order to get started with this exploit. And when I'm teaching any of our web application security classes, so one of my recommendations, obviously, when people ask about, well, you know, how can I play with a vulnerable application? Well, just pick a random off-the-shelf home router and you'll probably find plenty of vulnerabilities. A security researcher Rahul Singh just did that with a Belkin N150 router, found a number of the usual security vulnerabilities in the web application. Actually, I would say they're almost not as bad compared to some of the other stuff I've seen, but he also found a telnet server with a default password that's enabled by default. That's probably the one thing you want to check if you're running the Belkin N150 router, whether or not Telnet is enabled if you connect from the outside, and whether or not a default password will work to log in. Most users do turn off the external web-based admin interface, and that really prevents sort of 80% of the problem. But then, of course, if you have a Telnet server and you're not aware of it, that may be used to log in instead of using the web-based admin interface. And yesterday I talked about many of these routers or devices using predetermined SSH and SSL keys. Well, one vendor, Lancome, just fixed a number of these vulnerabilities. So if you own a router by Lancome, make sure that you download the latest firmware. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.